5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Happy birthday, Shaggy, by the way. Funky Buddha Happy Hour brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. The tap room there, great place to watch some college football or pro football. They've got the Red Zone package on Sundays. They do great food specials, beer and cocktail. Now, if you're going to the Panthers game tonight, there's a Funky Buddha tap room right there at the Amerant Bank Arena, right across from Pantherland. Get yourself a nice drink right there, either before the game or in between periods. They have a Halloween party coming up this weekend. Halloween party, October 26th. That's the Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. And I played just a great joke on Ryan, the owner of Funky Buddha. So I told you this last week when we came on the air on Monday that Ryan had texted me Ladd McConkey overs that he wanted me to bet last Sunday. And I just blindly followed him. And Ladd McConkey, I didn't even know what team he was on. I think he's on the Chargers. I think he played last night, right?
He did, yeah.
So Ladd McConkey, all these prop bets that Ryan had me bet, they didn't win. So I went on, I don't know if it was Snapfish, you know, one of these photo sites. I screenshotted my losing Ladd McConkey tickets. And I had it put on a pint glass, a beer pint glass. And I didn't tell him or whatever. And I had it shipped to his house. I didn't even put a return address. I didn't put a gift card, nothing. And it arrived yesterday because I got a text from Ryan. He had gotten a package at the house and he was like asking his wife, like, what did I order something? And so they just kind of opened it together. It was a styrofoam container because it was glass. And he opened it, and it's a beer glass with Ladd McConkey losing tickets on it. And every time he drinks a Funky Buddha out of that glass, he'll remember how awful his Ladd McConkey bets were.
That is some, I told you last night via text, that is elite trolling by you.
You love that because you love doing that stuff to me.
Oh, I love a prop. I love a prop, just like a prop purchase.
But there's like, yeah, there's nothing like not telling the person. And then the person just, you know, like me, opens up the right behind me here is the trophy you sent me. Mm-hmm. I actually like this trophy.
It's a great trophy.
Because when I won the Miami New Times Best Sports Radio Personality Award in 2020, they don't send you anything.
Mm-hmm.
And Solana had a trophy made for me.
Yeah.
It was a disco ball, inexplicably. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But I didn't get anything to commemorate what was a very cool award to me. And so I love this. You just sent it to me as a goof. And now I've got it on my bookcase behind me when I do the show.
It was between a disco ball or a female golfer.
They made the right choice. Thanks, pal.
Hey, no problem. No problem.
Appreciate it. Yeah. All right, let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with Solana, brought to you by Durrell Volkswagen. At Durrell Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Durrell Volkswagen.
Hey, so you know how we were joking around, Joel Embiid, Paul George may not play, or will not play, rather, in
according to Shams.
Right, in the Sixers opener tomorrow. We were joking around about that. Hawk, I have some more news that is not only fitting, but also works for our show.
Mm.
Tomorrow, the New Orleans Pelicans will open up their season. Or maybe they won't tomorrow. I'm looking here. Oh, yeah. They host the Bulls tomorrow to open up their season, 8 p.m.
Okay. Don't tell me Zion's not playing.
According to Fox 8 New Orleans, Zion Williamson and DeJounte Murray, their statuses are up in the air for the Pelicans season opener tomorrow night.
Well, wait a second. Fox 8 New Orleans? Yeah. Or Zion 8 New Orleans?
Hey-oh!
That's why I have that trophy, ladies and gentlemen. Jimmy, did you get that joke?
No.
It looked like, I'm not kidding you. I don't know if he wasn't listening or it just didn't register, but he just has a blank look on his face.
Mm-hmm.
Solana said, according to Fox 8 New Orleans. And I said, wait a second, Fox 8 New Orleans or Zion Williamson 8 New Orleans? Now it's funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. All right, I'm going to slow it down for you from now on because I'm moving too fast here.
There you go.
It took long to process.
You got it, buddy.
Yeah, I got you.
I always fall for that.
Yeah, I've been doing this new thing for all the listeners at home a couple times now, third time. Jimmy does something that he thinks is hilarious, so I go to give him a high five, and then I leave him hanging, and I've gotten him every single time. Yeah,
we'll
so
put the video of this up on the YouTube channel. It'll be there in January.
I got it. My bad.
Can we teach Jimmy how to post video? He's got to have internet at home, no?
Nah, I'm good. I got Wi-Fi today. I will say, Hawk, shout out Xfinity. Because I don't know who our sponsor is. I don't know. But I use Xfinity. They had yesterday somebody come drop a line into my house. And then another technician come out, set up my Wi-Fi because it had been 5 days. Nothing was working. Clearly, the line was busted. And in less than 24 hours, I finally got to talk to somebody. They had somebody come out, and they hooked me up. So my Wi-Fi works as of this morning.
All right. Shout out to them for getting you what you paid for.
When you put it that way. Huh? That's a good point. So are you not interested in Celtics-Knicks tonight or Lakers-T-Wolves? Like, you're not in NBA mode, I could tell.
If I was at home, I would probably watch a little bit of it, but I'm going to the Panthers game, so I was actually just looking at something to bet for the Panthers tonight.
All right.
Although, I guess I could put it on in the suite. But I'm not that interested. I guess I'm a little interested in the Celtics-Knicks. I'll be home in time because the Panthers game starts at 6:30. I'll be home in time to watch the Lakers game. So I'll lose my Panthers bet, and then I can chase on the Lakers game.
Bronny,
bet some Bronny overs.
Yeah, Bronny overs tonight. Bronny to hit a three. I don't know if that's even a prop bet. Bronny to hit a three. Here's my thought process. All right, call me
crazy.
Doesn't
seem to be any Bronny props.
Damn.
Yeah, there's LeBron props. There's even Gabe Vincent props for the Lakers, but there's no Bronny. He's not. I mean, if he plays for a couple minutes at the end.
That's what I'm expecting, though. Like, end of first quarter, last 2 minutes of the first quarter, Hawk. Last 2 minutes.
Just to get the drama of them being out on the court together.
They check in together. LeBron goes to the bench at, like, the 8-minute mark, and then they check in. They walk to the scorer's table together. They check in together. And the building is going to be insane. And
really?
Yeah, I think it will be. You know, I get it, okay? Everybody's upset. Bronny,
like when Mike Bibby or Jerry Stackhouse checked in for the Heat.
Come on, man.
I think it's a very cool moment. Crowder and I were talking about it. Like, I would do that for my son if I had that kind of power. But you think the crowd's going to go crazy?
Absolutely crazy. First time in history. Teams do this stuff all the time.
Yeah, I got no problem with it.
The Heat did this with Udonis Haslem. Like, his final game, I mean, there was no reason for him to play 38 minutes in that game, but they put him out there because it was his last game. Like, organizations do this type of stuff to break a record or to create some sort of, like, emotional moment for the fan base. They do it all the time. He's going to play one or two games with his dad, and then he'll go spend some time with the Lakers G League affiliate for the rest of the year. I think they'll check in together at the end of the first or end of the second quarter. The crowd is going to go nuts, and LeBron's going to try to get Bronny a wide-open shot. One wide-open shot.
Yes.
Well, Celtics, they are a big favorite at home tonight. 5.5-point favorite, and the Lakers are a 1-point home dog tonight versus Minnesota.
I think about Carter Verhaeghe over 3.5 shots on goal, parlayed with Anton Lundell.
Is Barkey back?
2.5.
Is Barkey back?
I'm sorry?
Is Barkov back?
No, but Tkachuk is back tonight.
Yeah, this Carter Verhaeghe hasn't exactly
looked. He has not lit the world on fire.
He has not looked great without his boy, Alexander Barkov, next to him.
Putting it in anyway.
All right. Now you know what to do, listeners. Fade. Couple NFL notes. I mentioned earlier, yesterday Ravens beat the Bucks, and then The Cardinals, the Dolphins' next opponent, got a game-winning field goal to beat the Chargers. Chargers only interested in kicking field goals. And Harbaugh was losing his mind on the sideline last night. I forgot how big of an animal that guy is, like just a psychopath when he's on the sideline. But the Bucs, this felt like
Somebody just DM'd me on Instagram. Nelson, he's a good listener. There are Bronny props, and I guess this is on the Hard Rock app. Oh, if you go to NBA game exclusives, it's not under the player props. If you go to NBA game exclusives, Bronny James to record one or more made threes is plus 145. Bronny James over 1.5 points is minus 115.
Where are the NBA game exclusives? How do I do that?
So if you click on the game itself, and then it gives you a little...
I got you.
Across the top, go to NBA game exclusives.
Yeah.
And there's Bronny James props.
Yeah, there we go. Bronny James to record one or more made threes, plus 145. Bronny James to record two made threes.
You going to bet that?
Plus 500. Ooh, I might. I might take a flyer. I might. Hey, shooting a three. How hard could that be? 1-3.
Why don't you parlay that with a LeBron three?
Might do it.
Right.
Shoot me something, though. I'm a little tight on funds in the Hard Rock app. And when I say I'm a little tight, I've got three red zeros on my account balance right now. Why don't you sell the trophy I made you and just send me the winnings? The Bucs basically had a Dolphins-esque primetime performance last night. They got their faces bashed in.
They were up 10-0.
And then they were down by three scores.
Yep.
They got their heads bashed in by the Ravens.
Oh, I got breaking news.
Oh.
This is in the world of hockey. It's just hockey. Florida Panthers agree to terms with head coach Paul Maurice on a multi-year contract extension. That's very good. We love him.
Yes, sir. Let's go, Paul.
Florida Panthers president of hockey operations, general manager Bill Zito, announced today that the club has agreed to terms with head coach Paul Maurice on a multi-year contract extension. Three additional years. $500 million.
This isn't the Oprah Winfrey Show. My feelings don't matter.
Jimmy made a face. He couldn't believe the size of that contract. I was joking, Jimmy. It's not 3 years, $500 million. Jimmy mouthed, wow. They would sell the franchise for $500 million if they could. Yeah, I don't know what the terms were.
His terms should be, he should have gone to Zito and Sifu, should have said, hey, find out how much Mike McDaniel's making. That's what I want. Because if Mike McDaniel got some sort of contract extension here,
right,
which I imagine was going to supply him with a lot more Gucci and Nike Off-White and all the other nonsense
Off-White,
he wears.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then my guy Paul Maurice should be making at least that much because he actually brought us a title.
He did. He had a parade.
Yeah. All right, Hawk. Tonight, FIU. That's what we'll make our money on. FIU covering against Houston tonight, 7:30.
Okay. Sam Houston minus the points.
New Vice uniforms for FIU. If you have not seen them, look them up. They're actually really sweet. And tonight, 7:30, Atlanta, Montreal, MLS wildcard game. The winner plays Inter Miami, which is why we care about that game. And yeah, those are your sports headlines. World Series begins Friday. Inter Miami plays their game Friday. And FSU on Saturday.
Very good.
You are listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Thank you as always, Jax.
Stay black.
All right.
Hawk and Crowder.
It is the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes are on tap. So Hawk had to get out of here just a little early. He's going to the Panthers game, so he wanted to make sure he's going to be there on time. 6:30 p.m. puck drop tonight, by the way. And Crowder is interviewing Saquon Barkley for the pivot. So it's Solana here to wrap up the final minutes of this show. Hawk and Crowder will be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. I just wanted to recap some big news from this hour before we got off the air here. The Florida Panthers announced they agreed to a contract extension with the head coach, Paul Maurice. His contract was actually set to expire at the end of this year, but this extension, it's a multi-year deal, and the man responsible for leading the Cats to their first ever Stanley Cup, he stays. So well-deserved for Paul Maurice. I think this quote from Bill Zito sums it up from the press release. Quote, "Paul has absolutely led our organization to unprecedented success during his relatively short tenure here in South Florida." Amen to that. So we have a crazy week ahead of us in South Florida sports. The Miami Heat open their season tonight. Inter Miami hosts their first MLS playoff game with Messi, Suarez, Alba, and Busquets on Friday. UMFSU this Saturday, and hopefully, as Tuan Russell said, the Canes bring all the smoke. Tua's back on Sunday, or should be, and on Sunday, Dwayne Wade becomes the first player in Heat history to get a statue on Biscayne Boulevard. So it's going to be a fun week for sure. Before we get out of here, I want to tell everybody about my friends at Hollywood Kia. Their goal is to be number one by making your car buying experience the absolute best possible, and they do the highest volume of Kia sales in Florida. So at Hollywood Kia, you'll find an extensive selection of new models and certified pre-owned vehicles to choose from. That includes the Kia Forte, the Soul, the Sportage, the Sorento, the Telluride, the fully electric EV9. For all these vehicles and plenty more, Hollywood Kia, they can do the deals that other dealers can't or won't do. Whether you want to trade in, lease, buy a brand new Kia, head to their dealership. Visit Hollywood Kia. They'll help you find the perfect vehicle for your needs and budget. Check out their website, HollywoodKia.com. Search by year, model, price range, and more. Whether you're in Hollywood, Fort Lauderdale, or Miami, the best customer service around, you're going to find it at Hollywood Kia. They're conveniently located in Hollywood on the corner of Pembroke Road and 441. And as I tell you every single day, we want to see you in a Kia from Hollywood Kia. All right, that'll do it for us today. Thanks to Tuan Russell for joining the show. Dan Day's up next. Panthers hockey starts at 6:30. Plagans and Billy Lindsay live from the Emirates Bank Arena. They'll be on the call. As Hawk would say, go Cats tonight. Go FIU Panthers tonight. Don't lose in the best jersey in college football, all right, versus Sam Houston. Come on, FIU. Everybody enjoy the start of the NBA season. Hawk, Crowder, Jimmy, and I will be back mañana.
That's all, folks.
You need.
Paff, paff, puss.
Take care, brush your hair.